All right, we are at another TV interview today. This is for a call-in talk show on the local station.
And many of our Jewish friends today are fasting. They refrain from work. So if you're at home, we wish you a very happy Yom Kippur, don't we, Tammy? Yes? He says yes. All right, I don't know if it'll be happy, pretty somber, but anyway.
Nope, information.
Fasting for a while here, which is going to be tough. It's going to be tough to fast on a day like this, because we have to have Liz Kingsland. Make some noise for Liz Kingsland in the studio.
Hi,
Chris.
How are you? I'm good.
Good to see you.
Good to be here.
And we have to, many of us have to fast on a day like this, all this good food you're going to cook for us throughout the show.
Yes, we're going to do some wild beef meals. With
vegetables. Wild beef meal.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I'm good.
Right. Right.
Tell us first off where you're from.
I'm from Elizabethtown, Kentucky. I'm a county extension agent with the Cooperative Extension Service from the UK.
Ooh, Elizabethtown.
Big title, right?
Elizabethtown.
Yeah.
You guys must be all aflutter with the movie.
We are.
See all sorts of different angles. Those are all the different cameras that they're looking at inside the studio where they actually.
We might have that. We have an Orlando lookalike tonight somewhere.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, we have a new contest.
No, really?
Yes, we do.
Guys, get a shot of Dennis, because Dennis often gets
I've been there.
Can you see there?
Larry, how long have you been with the organization?
Since 85.
Oh, man, that's 20.
Yeah. Well, I quit for about 5 years in there. Came back.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Is the hotel getting pretty
crowded?
Well, we hadn't been yet.
this is what I'm going to start with is a Texan
today. What's your name?
Tomorrow for sure.
Business First is doing a story, so that's coming out
really?
Today. And then I have talked to every possible angle of Courier Journal, not only the tech page, the arts page, the feature page, the general news page. I talked to a writer who did a story on the sonar cane last year and said, hey,
you know, I am really surprised that the Courier tech department hadn't got hold of this bookport thing, because this is fascinating right here, and it's especially now with all this new podcasting and MP3 downloads and stuff.
I think it'd be awesome. When did that product come out?
It came out a few years ago, but it keeps getting new features, you know, like now you can even take notes with it and stuff, so.
Well, I was watching something on TV the other day that Apple has announced that they're going to be doing a pod thing that's got video capabilities to
mm-hmm.
it now.
Yeah.
And so it would be really actually very newsworthy or timely.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if we have any literature on that back at the office.
You can go to aph.org/tech, and there's all kinds of stuff about it there.
Oh, yeah? I'm going to go take a look at that. Seriously, maybe I can turn them on with that, too.
I'm going to try to squeeze it in today if I got to have a chance.
Might as well.
Oh, man, we should have brought some external speakers with us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
It's already ground up, and you want to make sure you're using clean surfaces.
Cross-contaminating. That's where you're exposing it to other things.
So what's the Business First story about?
The Sherlock and the Little Thief.
Yeah. Oh, is it really?
And with a little bit of history on APH and product development, that kind of stuff. So I don't know if they talked to Terry Turtle.
All right, well, someone wants to use the video to mix that up as we cook today.
Who's lost her voice? Aren't they cool?
It's got a... City of Louisville as the backdrop.
Oh, me, like the skyline?
Yes, the window panes where it's a fake window you're looking at.
I'll be done.
Probably on the top.
And we're on the ground floor now.
You know, I've worked at Channel 32 a number of years, and I had no clue that APH was right down the street.
Yeah.
Now, I knew that there was a school for the blind in the neighborhood and where that was, but I was unclear. I thought that it was all part of one thing.
Yeah, most people do.
Ignorant me.
It's funny, APH is known throughout the world except in Louisville. It's kind of funny.
That's why we need to change that. Well, you know, when we were talking about doing PR for the annual meeting, I suggested that we, engage in a national effort. Because, you know, we've got some abilities in that way, too. And the folks decided at APH, Gary and Roberta, that they wanted to just do a local thing. Budget permitted for that. But, you know, some of this stuff would be of interest.
It would be. Well, again, like Larry said, we're nationally known.
There's that lower third put over.
Yeah. And Louisville, but,
it's like, what is that building?
Yeah. Or everybody thinks we're part of the school.
Yeah.
No.
People don't know. I didn't know. Ignorant me. I mean, you know.
Well, you really have no reason to know, you know, if you're not in the field or anything.
But usually, especially, you know, as a former news reporter, you do tend to pick up a little about a lot of things. You don't really know much about any one particular subject, but you do, you know. And so I thought I sort of had a grip on the neighborhood where the television station was, what can you do? Do you live near APH?
I do. Well, I live by the water company, which is just a couple miles.
Oh, that's not too far. Well, we did the rounds for the first family conference, the TV.
Oh, did you?
At the Thornton's on Brown's
Park. Yeah. Yeah, he lives back in there.
I told him, I said I'd pick him up at his house because it was like 5 in the morning. We had an appearance. I'm trying to think of which station it was. It must have been Fox 41 at like 6:15. And I live in the Highlands, and it really
among the things
we give away
are tickets, a family cash of tickets.
Tristan lives in the Highlands on
Christmas. Tristan lives downtown in Old Louisville.
That's the Highlands.
Oh, is it?
Somewhat, not really.
Is she sort of on the cusp?
Right by the old Baptist, if you go two streets up,
is the number
you saw. Oh, in the original Highlands. We're back today talking about what's your beef, and I want to get straight to it. I live in Tyler Park, which is a little bit of
but whatever's on your mind,
no, I never
hello, Mary.
Hello.
How are you, Mary?
I'm just fine, and how are you?
You sound like you're full of spunk today, Mary.
Oh, his house he owns. He doesn't live in there anymore. But he owns one on Tyler Park Drive. I live on Edgeland.
Right.
Okay, Edgeland.
I live like six houses from the park, maybe.
He's a wonderful cook. And
tour coming through. It looks like
they may be actually.
No wonder you like his cooking.
For some reason.
He's got a kick in it.
He's a wonderful cook.
How long have you been married, Mary?
Are you guys going on the show?
42.
40, give it up for 42
we
years.
We're still in there. Yeah. Happens, but we're
not
giving a tour.
Yesterday. So your chili, when you take it, a little kick in there.
You're right. You get to a little less time. I had a group of kids from school in Indiana. They were modeling, when I was here with Bert, they were modeling school uniforms because it was right before the start of school.
Hey, you're a dog.
They were really
good. As long as we're all cool with it.
Okay.
Have a good one, Mary. I mean, out there in PRP. Let's see if we go to Lisa in Lexington, Indiana. How do you do, Lisa? How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, it's good to hear from you.
But you know, I think the where you have the option to wear whatever kind of golf shirt you want, either khaki pants or whatever, that's okay. But once you start getting to that plaid stuff,
You know, the boys can wear blue and
really?
White shirts.
Now, hold on, we got to go to the
those are even worse.
Don't tell them.
I don't tell them. I was like, really, you know, I was looking at these things going, I'm really glad I didn't have to wear that.
You know, I like uniforms.
It's
easier. I know what I'm going to wear.
It's easier.
Yeah.
But you know, the fun thing, and my daughter's only 20 months old, but I dress her up in different outfits and stuff, and it's fun.
Yeah, I know.
Where did you go to school at?
Oh, well, I'm not from Louisville, but I grew up in New York City, but
I take it you didn't have to wear a uniform.
No, I went to public school. So the only kids I knew were uniforms were in public school.
It's pretty much the same way.
What time is your appointment?
So, because I think the uniforms in public school don't have the flag thing. They usually have the golf shirts and the khaki.
Thank you. Thanks, Lisa.
All right, let's see how we go to Tara.
Right.
Over in Jeffersonville.
Hi, Gary.
How are you today?
What's going on in your neighborhood? My kids went to a traditional school, and they had, in high school, it was a little bit more laid back. You could wear any color shirt you wanted. But it was still, I think, the khaki.
We're going to sing to you, Tara, since it's your first time doing the show. All right? We've got Riff Raff, our cameraman. Come on, Dennis, you as well. Oh, Dennis has to run the camera. Come on, Riff Raff.
Anything is a lot of those clothes.
This is a folks' make noise for Riff Raff, our cameraman.
No, not.
You're the only one clapping, apparently. This is Tara. Tara's Riff Raff.
But I know all my actors have sweaters.
Welcome to the show. To the tune of Happy Anniversary,
Oh, she takes the calls right there. Okay. She's typing in the information. He reads it, I guess.
She types in the person's name so that when he says, John, you're on here, it'll say, you know, John from Southern. Right now they're talking to Tara from Jefferson. Say, you know, I'm sticking something in the prompter, we've got breaking news, two bodies were found. And so then they just read it cold.
Boy, they do a heck of a job, don't they?
I was telling Larry, I was in Washington, they can put the emphasis on like it should be.
By the way, Tara, as long as you're on the line, this is your first time on the show.
Yeah, they fake it really well. Well, there was a, you know, Martha Stewart has this new reality show. Well, this gal who was a news anchor, who was one of the apprentice candidates, she was kicked off the other night. Anyway, she told Martha, in my business, you fake it until you make it. And Martha was very turned off by that. She said, well, not my business. You're going home. Well, see, she, her group didn't sell a single cake that they produced. The task was to make a really phenomenal wedding cake and to sell them, and they didn't sell one. And she had said that, you know, if we lose, you can fire me. So, you know, be careful what you ask for. But, you know, when she said you fake it until you make it, I thought, and I was in TV news a long time. But I was out in the field mostly and covered news. There wasn't much that I could fake. Sometimes you had to, there were some stories that interested you more than others because we're all human beings. And so sometimes maybe you had to give it a little bit more enthusiasm than you really felt. But, you know, out in the field there wasn't much you could fake. But I think some of the anchors have to do a lot of fake.
Yeah.
I always felt like most of the news people really kind of just faked it all because how can it be of interest?
How can everything be of interest? No.
To me, it was okay. It's just part of the job.
Or even if, like, I covered a lot of high-profile court trials, and I like doing that a lot. But even in a very interesting court case, some days you have a day that there wasn't much that was of interest, that it was pretty slow. But that didn't give you a pass to putting something on the news that night. So you had to find something.
Yeah.
I've always wondered, you know, the shooting that happened in the Courier Journal 15 years ago was better. I never hear about that.
You know, I covered the Prozac trial.
Or did you?
It was very interesting. Some days it wasn't, but for the most part, it was pretty interesting.
But they always show the mass murders in the past, and that's never brought up on any of the national shows.
It's interesting. I wonder why. Because I thought it was one of the worst workplace incidents in our history.
Rocky Horror Show. All to support the Susan B. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation is playing at the Kentucky Center the last two weekends of October, and I'm thrilled to be in them. I play Brad. Yes, Janet. Brad. It's going to be a great show. So call the Kentucky Center. That's 584-7777.
I think that probably is still.
And I'd love to see their last two weekends in October. No, those are not my legs. Those are Janet's. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Of course, there was nothing criminal because he killed
himself. We're going to play Hey Crane, what's for lunch? We got our big trivia question. And we've got some random people.
Although they charged him posthumously.
Who are you people? We'll find out who these people are in the studio all when we come back.
But as far as civil suits, I would venture to guess that there would be. The other thing is that the terms of the Prozac agreement are still a secret.
Is that right? That's interesting.
Nah.
And it's still on the market.
And some people have done really, really well with it.
I think it depends on the person.
I think that the problem is that it was marketed as for anybody.
Yeah.
And everybody. And there are a lot of antidepressants on the market, and I can't believe that every medication does as well for every person. Because there are certain people get hit with certain side effects. Mm-hmm. I know of a cousin of mine, it gave him the shakes.
Is that right?
It wasn't good for him, so, yeah.
You're right, different people react to different drugs differently.
But, I mean, but they've come up, haven't they come up with some new ones since then?
There's a bunch of them, yeah.
You know what I hate is they're giving it to the kids now.
Yeah. Ritalin and Prozac.
Yeah, Ritalin is a big one. You know, the kid acts up in school, they give them Ritalin. They give them some type of whatever drug it is they have nowadays.
I don't think they want to work with the kids.
They don't.
They need to do it the old-fashioned way and give them a good whooping.
There's a lot of truth to that.
There's some of them, and then there's some that, you know, just they don't. They do have a difficult time paying attention, but if they have the right kind of educators
right.
with them. And I think a lot of teachers, in fairness to them, they're overwhelmed.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. That's the biggest part of it, is the teacher being overwhelmed. Work that they actually have to do. It's just, all they want is a class or two and sit there and hopefully pay attention. Of course, that's
impossible.
And a lot of the kids, they don't come to school, prepared. Their parents don't.
Welcome back. Glad you're joining us. I want to remind you, Liz here, website. Boy, Liz, that's a complicated website. We'll hold that up for a couple extra seconds. That looks like someone went nuts on the keyboard.
You can probably just go to uky.edu and look up extensions.
There you go. But give it up for 4 seconds when it's done. Awesome. She has all kinds of ideas and recipes, et cetera, there on the website. There's the phone number as well. We're so glad Liz is here cooking up goodies in the kitchen. In the meantime, welcome back. We're talking about
nice
what's your beef today.
I want
you to take more phone calls. And
you
lovely,
are learning skills.
Delightful Ann in Newburgh. Are you out there?
Hi, Chris.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. I talked to you a couple of weeks ago about Conan O'Brien.
Yes.
And
unbuttoned
his jacket, so I'm back with another beat.
It's so cute, though.
You didn't like her coming forward, unbuttoned
and buttoned. Hi, Mama.
And you
hi, Bye. You know, it's like, I'm just going to have
a
little bit
of skin.
You know, there's a difference.
All right, and what's your beat today?
My beat is Christian Union Telegram.
My kids, well, not my kids, my grandkids, they expect daycare. It's part of their life.
People are sending Western Union Telegram.
Well, you know, part of it is back when we were growing up, both our parents didn't have to work, and now just about every family has two family income.
Everybody's got to work. Mm-hmm. The way she's in 18-month preschool, and so it's school from 9 to noon.
Yeah.
Preschool. And within 2 weeks of her being in a preschool as opposed to daycare, which was really excellent care, but she was talking up a storm.
Really?
All of a sudden, well, I'll be darned. It was like,
she had somebody to interact with her own age, huh?
Well, you know, she was really, you know, I mean, all of a sudden she was singing Wheels on the Bus. And she's got this little school bus, and it's got little people on it, and if she can't find the people on the bus, she gets upset. So I find myself crawling on the floor at midnight looking for the people on her bus.
So you want a separate line for cash checking, Ann.
And all sorts of things. You know, amen. That she, all right, just in a couple of weeks, calling it was just so stimulating, mm-hmm. you know,
yes,
for
Ann,
her to,
got a great, great
she has a good time, and then when you bring her there, it's like, bye-bye, oh, get away from me.
Yeah, it's her time, it's her school.
Hold on, Donna. When I said everybody, I meant everybody. We've got like 15 people in the studio. Come on,
but
you guys.
Even when she was a baby, she learned some lessons. There was this little boy. God, she must have been 6 months old, and maybe
like
he was 8 months old.
But yeah, we're trying, though,
he
Donna.
Used to put up with her. It was incredible. Yeah, poor Davis was a henpecked classmate.
What is your beef, Donna?
And finally, he got tired of her taking his toy. So he just yanked her binky out of her mouth, got her where she lives. And I used to come feed her, you know, every day during lunch. And so she looked at me and she's crying. What did I do to deserve this? And I tried to explain to her, you know, if you take somebody's toy or you do something to them that's negative, they're going to retaliate. You can't expect that they're going to
be able
to do it. You know, I said, really, people aren't going to put up with you. And she's like, but he got her good.
In your world, she's everything.
Sure is. All right, Donna, anything else going on out in your neck of the woods? No, that's about it. All right, everybody say, bye, Donna.
I seen this little boy. She thought she could take
me. All right, you're probably wondering, hey, who are these people who tried so hard
they're
the NASH media class of Providence High School over across the river. Why don't you guys step forward a little bit because you're in the darkness right now. One of the rules of NASH media is you must be well lit.
Just
there we go. Come on out a little further. A little further.
They know how to get them where they live.
There we go. Yeah, this is the camera over there. You're on camera now. Everybody wave from Providence High School. Are you guys seniors?
Oh, a bunch of
juniors.
Again, the kids are on TV now.
In mass media in some way or another, yes? What do you want to be? Anchors, reporters, producers, actresses, what? Who's a cameraman? Come to the front, sir. All right, make some noise for a cameraman. We got a cameraman. Come on over here. Come on back around.
Are you
going to
send your daughter to Pearl Fields?
Wow.
No, probably.
You're pretty comfortable with Liz. Yes. What's your name?
There's some real good
word. Okay, great. I want you to go back there with Riff Raff, and he's going to show you how he does his job, all right? You be our
magnet,
little
they
just
have
for
the
a day, all right? Right there,
technology
that's Riff
Raff. Magnet, and I'm hoping
yeah, go
to
him.
That she
from
takes
now on, this camera will be operated by a student.
Grandfather.
From Providence High School across the river. Yeah, there we go. Show him how it's done, Riff Raff. Be gentle with him. He's never done this before.
I can't.
All right, Liz, while we have our
I have no brain for that. And my husband says it skipped a generation. But so if she shows some inclination toward that, they have a program at Brandeis Elementary School. That's in elementary math, science, technology, and then from there they go on to middle school magnet, and then to DuPont Manual High School, which has a real good
comfort food for dinner right there with a little kid.
National Merit Scholars.
Now we're picking up our
school,
Asian
one of the top
broccoli
the country,
slaw
actually.
Wraps. And wraps are a big thing these days.
But it's also very, very
ground beef. Ground beef is less expensive. So folks are trying to save some money.
They're
going to be able to handle those dot gas costs.
But then there's a lot of schools.
Ground beef is a good way to get beef and protein into your meal.
Generally, the
and
schools
she'll
that are
be able to
those
afford to put it on the
table.
And it's
structured.
And these roll ups are very popular. PF Chang's is open now.
Yeah.
They have
yeah.
the roll ups.
They're fumbling
those
around in a dark closet.
As you ground that beef, then right. you're going to be adding.
I'm going to add a mixture of something that you can buy in your grocery store. It's called broccoli slaw.
Principal's a nice lady.
Chopped broccoli, cabbage, and carrots.
It's they score
zoom in now.
Top in the state in math, I want to say.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah. It's instant vegetable.
Larry, are you from Louisville?
No, my dad was in the Air Force. So I grew up all over the world, actually.
Soy-based sauce
My husband was a Navy brat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He lived in good places.
Yeah, we did, too. Lived in Germany for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
And all over the country.
Were you ever on the coast?
We were in Maine for 2 years. He was stationed at Portsmouth or Pease Air Force Base in New Hampshire, but we lived across the river in Maine, which was, we were right on the coast. You know. It was nice.
A little nippy up there.
Yeah, it is in the winter.
Zoom in now. Let's see if you can zoom in. Zoom in. Yeah. A little further, Trent. Come on. Zoom in. Go ahead. Nice and easy does it. Yeah. Now, zoom out quickly. Zoom out. What year are you, Trent? He's only a sophomore in high school. There we go. Yeah. Now center it up a little bit as we talk about one of my favorite segments of the show. Segment called
Kids Are Behind the Camera.
Freeze frame.
Mm-hmm.
Woo. Let's try that again. Freeze frame. There we go. What we ask you to do from time to time is to mail in photographs. You guys probably all have your little digital things, don't you? You probably have cameras right in your phone, don't you?
A great person.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
He has fun up there, doesn't he?
Right. So we know it's easy now to get the pictures. We want you to email them. What do you guys? Do you guys still dress up?
I think you'll enjoy it.
Do you? What are you going as this year? Anybody? You know what their Halloween costume is? Yeah. Well, what is Halloween costume ideas? Like the
Hi, who's this?
A funniest, most out of the ordinary.
Hello, dear. How are you?
Halloween costume. Send them to me.
I am good. I hear you're having some problems with today's.
The winner gets a $50
Wave 50 clams. Maybe that's why.
Let me frame and express.
No, let me step out. Hang on.
I'm sure you don't want to sit down there. There's a chair right here.
No, I'm good.
Yeah. We also have 90 other athletes.
Aww. It should be going on in a minute, shouldn't it?
I've got 10, 30, 10, 20,
and then we have. Please, a big, huge. Aww. It went up at the end.
You might have to unplug your computer and replug it in.
That might be our contender for the best
one.
What you need, Larry?
You said there's a chair here.
I'm sitting. I'm going to get up and move over.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is on the edge. On my way.
Why do I need to unplug my computer?
I plugged it directly into the wall. And I'm assuming they're going to move it.
I'll just run it on the batteries.
Okay. Reach out. It'll be right at the chair. And there is a railing, so you can't roll off this platform.
We're cooking with the beef cattle, really local, Kentucky grown produce and beef pork. We're going to ask you a tricky question related to that. You're going to get the
scissors. This is twice as big, maybe three times as big as WDRB.
This is WDRB, isn't it?
This is Wave. WAVE.
Yeah, I think that Fox station is kind of
it was
newer.
It's been around for quite a while.
Has it?
Mm-hmm. But it's not as big. Not as, I think it's more of a local programming than a national.
Yeah.
Over in
a telephone down here.
That's a monitor. They just cleared the desk off. They do recordings in this part of the studio, I'm guessing, because it's set up for it. Now, on the other side of this, I'm saying curtains or a partition or a wall. That's where they are. Pretty interesting. You only lived a year in Germany, huh?
Okay. No, several years.
Hey, Larry, you can go on over for your interview.
Okay.
I'm going to walk with you and drop you at the table where we were.
Okay.
And you want... Okay.
Keep closing the curtain.
Hey,
on us.
Yeah, I'm gonna
Is that a sign?
There we go.
All right.
I'm gonna get out of the scene here in a second.
Oh, here we go. Can you see the table from where you are?
Hang on.
Right there. Thank you.
All right, I'm gonna head
see
on
out.
I'll be on the other side.
Okay.
Have a good job, Drew.
Good boy.
Hello. All right, who am I talking to in this segment?
Larry Skudkon.
Is that you, Larry?
Yep.
Excellent, I'll be right over.
Okay.
I'm Chris.
Hi, Chris.
And you're going to give me a brief demonstration of how this works. This is a video game for visually impaired kids?
Yes, it is. Let me go ahead and get it started, in fact.
Yeah. I, do you want Larry to stand? That might be tough for Larry to stand behind.
Once I get the game started, I can.
Stand by.
All right, welcome back to the show. I am here with a special friend, and as you know, for many years I worked over at the American Printing House for the Blind. I can tell you firsthand, it's an amazing organization right here in our own backyard that helps the visually impaired all across the country. Louisville, Larry, is really known for the Printing House for the Blind, and a lot of times there'll be national, even international conferences coming around.
Absolutely.
Do we have Larry mic'd up? Did I forget to put a microphone on him, fellas? Riff Raff? Oh, hold on.
I can talk loud.
There we go, Larry. I didn't get the mic on. Let me. I'm going to clip this on you real quick.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry for the mess up there. My patience. I got to get my act together. Now, Larry, we're talking about just such a conference that's coming up, right?
Yeah, we have our annual meeting that all the trustees that administer the federal act to promote the education of the blind, which APH is in control of, are in town this week. And there's hundreds and hundreds of people meeting at the new Marriott to discuss our progress over the last year and to look at the new products that we're producing. And this is one of the new products we have, is a video game. We've actually produced several of these video games that both blind and visually impaired children and adults. We had a guy on our beta list this morning tell us that this was just the right age for him. He's 52 years old.
You're never too old to That's enjoy right. a good video game. Now, this struck me as interesting because, you know, I used to narrate books for the blind there at the Printing House, and so many projects go on over there. Fails to amaze me, but a video game for the visually impaired seems like an oxymoron. It seems like a non sequitur. How does this work for someone who can't see?
Well, I'm glad you asked. You know, there's actually various degrees of visual impairment, from total blindness, like my particular eye condition, all the way to just slight visual impairment. So when we design software, video games, and other utilities as well, we make them universally accessible. So in the case of this particular video game, you'll notice for the low vision user, we have real high contrast colors, large tiles and patterns.
Right.
And then for the totally blind user, as you move through the game, everything is accessible both with visual and audio clues, and it's also available over the keyboard.
So some of each of these different images will make a sound. If you're not able to see it, you can then associate the sound with where your mouse is.
Yeah, if we can hear this, what it'll do is tell us where we are, our XYZ axis, and the pattern that's on the tile.
Oh, cool. So is this sort of like a match game kind of a concept going on?
This is Mahjong, an adaptation of, have you heard of Mahjong, the ancient Chinese tile game?
I have. I don't play it very well, but I've heard of it. All right,
I had never played it either, so we started working on this, but it's quite addicting.
Well, this is excellent, and this is just another example of the kind of technology and the kind of things that are happening right here in Louisville. If folks ever want to learn more about what the Printing House does, whether it's volunteer opportunities, whether it's learning more because there's someone you love who's visually impaired, how can they contact the Printing House? What's the best way to do that?
Well, you can go to our website at aph.org, and specifically for the technology section, you can go aph.org/tech, or they can call at 895-2405.
All right, Larry, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
I appreciate you coming in today.
All right,
tell my friends
it.
Over there, my fellow narrators, I said, hey, would you?
I sure will.
All right, good enough. Again, American Printing House for the Blind, one of the greatest, really, facilities in the country, and it's right here on Frankfort Avenue
it
in
is.
Our own backyard. You should go check it out and take a tour sometime if you want. They offer tours.
Every day at 10 and 2.
Yeah, it's great. Thanks, Larry.
All right, thank you, Chris.
In the meantime, something we like to do here on the show, as you know, we now have Trent behind the camera. Trent, who's a sophomore at Providence High School, he didn't know he was going to be running camera, but he is. That's because Ray now, our other cameraman who's been at Wade for years, is out in the back loading dock. it's time to play Hey Ray, What's for Lunch? There's Ray. How you doing, Ray? So do you feel the least bit guilty you have a 14-year-old doing your job for you right now? It's called what? Oh, on-the-job training. You think you're breaking any labor laws by doing this? All right, Ray. Here's the deal. Who do we have on the line, Tam? Oh, Pat? Are you out there, Pat? Pat, are you out there in TV land?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Say hi to Ray, would you?
Hi, Ray. Oh, no, Ray.
All right, Pat, you know how this game works, right?
Uh-huh.
This is the Wave 3 refrigerator, and what we'd like you to do, we're going to shake it up today. We want to see if you can pick out one of the more disgusting items that's been in there for a while and guess what it might be.
Okay.
So you tell the cameraman where to go.
Brown bag on the top left.
Brown bag on the top left. As you can see, our staff, we spend a lot of money on our lunch bags. Most of them are Kroger bags, yes. Yeah, Ray always wears gloves because, Ray, what do you always say? What's it, by the way, Ray, real quick, zoom into the freezer. What's in our freezer today? We actually have something in our freezer? Look at our freezer. It looks like basically an archaeological dig, doesn't it? We found a pepper steak here in the frozen tundra of Antarctica. One thing in our entire freezer, Pat. Can you believe that? I know. All right, Pat. It's time to say, hey, Ray, what's for lunch? Can you guess what's in that bag, Pat? Go ahead. Take a guess. All right, Ray, I think it's kind of a giveaway. I think you helped her out there. Is she says microwavable mashed potatoes and Salisbury. Is she right? All right, make some noise for Pat. She's correct. Congratulations, Pat. By the way, you win a gift certificate to Kunz's Market. $25 gift. You can have free lunch on us and LouisvilleBestDeals.com. Congratulations, Pat. You get that free lunch. And by the way, if anyone has an ice pick, we need it. Help! Have you seen our freezer? Thank you, Ray. Have a good one. When we come back, more of your phone calls. What's your beef? Plus, we're cooking up some wonderful beef items with Liz down at the extension office. Stick around. All right. Yeah, I'm going to get you unplugged there.
All right.
Thanks, Larry. Sorry if I didn't have the microphone on yet.
No problem.
Because technically, that's not my job to mic the guests.
Need a student over here, don't you?
Yeah, we need an intern for the mics.
I got you unplugged down.
Okay, thanks, Raj.
Great.
It smells good in here.
Great job.
Well, you too.
Do say hi to my friends over there.
I sure will.
I'm actually in a show right now with Sharon Murray, who's a reader over there, has been for years.
Oh, okay.
I haven't read for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, the narrators are actually like Hollywood celebrities to the blind community. When I first moved here, I couldn't believe seeing Milton Metz in the halls there. You know, it's like...
I know.
It's really funny.
But the funny thing was, I would always get assigned, I would always narrate junior high and like... sixth grade book, because my voice is a little younger sounding.
Yeah.
I'm not young, but... So I'd always be like, you know... Here I thought I'd be reading these fine pieces of literature and be like, Billy, come outside! It's time to play baseball! Aw, shucks! I gotta do chores!
Well, excellent. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris. Come on, Jake.
Not sure which way to head.
Jake?
Tell us how much time.
All right, what are we going to do? Okay, we're going to wrap these. Wait those up. Yeah, then we're going to wrap these. So even though the phone is busy, like right now I have somebody on the 800 line. Right, but that's pretty good. Short, good. Short, sweet. A lot more interaction than yesterday.
This way.
This place is quite a bit bigger, and it seems a little less hectic in here, though.
I assume that
they were talking about budget cuts yesterday, that they used to have a lot larger staff over WDRB.
Sounded like it.
Well,
about half
the things that they only used to do the one show, the news at 10, and then they extended and they added this noon show, and they added a 4 o'clock in the afternoon show, and they expanded 10 o'clock news to an hour from half hour.
You know, that morning show is probably one of the most popular ones in town, though.
Fox 41 morning show?
Everybody I know watches it.
The ratings, actually don't reflect.
Is that right?
Yeah, no, it's kind of sort of struggling.
I'll be darned. So what is the top one in the morning?
Channel 11.
Wow.
But Fox hasn't been doing the morning show that long, so it takes a while.
Yeah.
Is Fox more local as far as the programming?
No.
They don't have a national affiliate.
They have Fox, so yeah, Fox is international.
Yeah, that's Rupert. Bye. That's Rupert Murdoch's company.
The Fox Network.
Yeah.
But then, you know, all the local stations do their fair share of local news. See, now Fox in the morning show is 4 hours. They start at 5, they end at 9.
Yeah.
The other stations are more like 5 to 7. Or Channel 32 does like 5 to 8.
Now, I like that 10 o'clock news they do, too. Cause I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I'm in bed at 11.
Today it was announced that Channel 11 will start doing 10 o'clock
news. Oh, good. What channel's that?
It's 7 on the cable.
Oh, okay.
And I think they're going to start it in December.
Well, that's kind of neat.
Yeah, I didn't even know the studio was here. Driven by here probably.
It's
20, 30
it's sort
times.
Of kind of hidden, you know? Mm-hmm.
Fine. I wish I could have had some little more time.
I know. That's
yeah.
Well, thank you guys.
Bye.
Enjoy
Thanks.
The meeting. We'll see you there.
All right.
We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
You had a little more time today, I thought. All right. You're at the front, my side.
Didn't seem like it to me. All right.
I can tell you what Chris was more energetic and made it seem like there was more going on.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, you didn't get to talk about our product tonight.
All right, this is going to do it for Blind Cool Tech. Come on though, buddy. All right, back to the ranch, I guess, huh?
I suppose Colleen is working with Big, you know, because Big's not that big of a corporation.
They must be bigger than we think.
I guess they are.